Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. Today, my guest is Nick Logan. He is the founder and president of Cornerstone Payment Systems. Now, you may ask what that is, but there is a new thing called contextual commerce, and we're going to find out about it. We're also going to find out about persecution against some ministries where secular companies who obviously have left-leaning tendencies are actually discriminating against it. And my friend Nick has come up with some amazing solutions, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Nick. Thank you so much for fitting in this podcast. But when I found out about what you're doing, I was just fascinated. And I said, I have got to let my readers know. I need to let my listeners know on my podcast about what you're doing, because I'll just tee it up this way. I understand that the American Family Association, because of their godly stance, have actually been deplatformed. You can read about it online. We don't even have to say names, but they've been deplatformed, and this has happened in different ways. And now you're coming up with some solutions. So my first question is, what are these solutions that you're coming up with? And then I want to talk about how it will actually apply to some of our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, first, I want to thank you for the opportunity. This is vital information that needs to get out. And oftentimes, people kind of overlook and don't understand how the money really moves. The reality is today, social media and the big tech giants and the companies that move credit card transactions, ACH transactions, really control and can become the choke point for fueling godly ministries and righteous work. And what's been happening is, in an effort to deplatform or delegitimize these organizations, very large companies, and you can look online and see who they are. If you just Google the name of some of these large payment companies and put in ministry, you're going to see what they're doing. And many of the organizations have been very open. One of the groups in California called Save California was turned off right before they were going to get large donations coming in. And the company that turned them off said, well, we're just not comfortable with you. The Family Research Council, it's out there in the press. They were turned off right before a big event they did in Washington. And the excuse was, well, we really don't want to support you because of your stand. Well, their stand is a biblical stand. And if you take those biblical stands, you're going to get abused. And the issue today, Stephen, the thing is that we don't need to cut off your ministry. We need to cut off what fuels your ministry.
You're exactly right. And, commerce is very easy to do now. I mean, at my church, they take up the offering and they say, you can text the offering by at such and such a number. I mean, who would have thought that it'd be so easy? And of course, when ministries have a website and they ask people for donations, it's not just ministries, but businesses and everything else. You know, you hit a donate button, you fill in your credit card information, you say how much the amount is and hit send, and the ministry gets it very, very quickly. But some of these companies now are not allowing this to happen. And, we can only speculate, but my fear is that it's going to become more and more common, especially if they begin to feel that they can get away with this, that it's okay to discriminate. So the solution that you've come up with is you have a company, you have a lot of companies. In fact, when I introduced you, I probably should have said that you're very successful in business, and one of the things that you own is actually the Hula Bowl that's happening in Hawaii on January 31st on CBS. Put in a little plug there for you. And so that's pretty impressive. But today we're talking about your Cornerstone Payment Systems, which actually processes credit cards. Am I describing it right?
Absolutely. And just some real quick background, and we decided to launch Cornerstone specifically to serve ministries and righteous businesses. And the reason we did that was when the internet became very prolific around 2000, people found out that, sex sells, and pornography became one of the biggest components that was paid for on the internet. And I was running a public company, and I left that company to start Cornerstone and said, we will only write business that is going to be God-honoring. It's a war, brother. It is an absolute war. But here's the thing. If people, when I grew up, marketing through college was price, promotion, placement, product. What we have right now is prioritization. And I'll equate it to what just happened in Washington. Whether you agree 100% with Donald Trump or not, not one person can argue that he's been the most pro-life president. Not one person can argue that he's been just a friend of the evangelical community. Now, I'm not expressing his behavior reason. I'm not going to get into that, but I'll tell you one thing. If every Christian who professes that abortion's wrong, who agrees with the command that thou shalt not kill, to come out to vote, we would not be bringing on Biden and Harris. So it's prioritization. If people will prioritize in their business to do what, it doesn't have to come to Cornerstone. Now, we've built our company to serve these groups, but find a company that stands with you. If you are working with a company that is supporting the other side of the agenda and is doing it and prioritizing it, okay, you've got your head in the lion's mouth.
That's right. And some of the big companies, financial companies or tech companies, support these causes with huge financial donations. You know, as all big corporations tend to do that. You know, yes, when you do business with these people, you're supporting them. So when I found out about Cornerstone, I got all excited. And of course, this is really not the point of this podcast, but I'll just personally like to say that I'm even asking, you know, who do we use? Now, I have no reason to believe that the company we've been using is a bad company, but I'm saying, you know, we need to support organizations that are doing the kinds of things that you're doing. So help me understand and my listeners understand, with Cornerstone Payment Systems, it would be a company has a website. They do commerce on their website. Somebody needs to handle their credit card, take the information, you know, charge, you know, whatever the fee is, send the money to the organization. It goes in their bank account. You know, I know a lot of consumers don't deal with it from the business side. They do it from the consumer side. But just kind of talk to me about what this process is. And before the podcast is over, I want people to know how to get hold of you. And you know, I'm not asking this very well. So you tell my listeners what you do and how all this stuff applies to them.
Absolutely. And please understand, this is a very complicated business. So there's so many different angles, but it basically comes down to two things. Every cardholder has a right to choose what card comes to the top of their wallet. So they're making a donation, they're making a purchase. They may use a Visa, they may use a MasterCard, they may use the other major cards that are out there. What companies like Cornerstone do is we enable the ministry or the business to accept that card and then to move the money. So if you come in and make a donation to, let's say, Focus on the Family, is one of our clients. If you make a donation to Focus on the Family, when you make that transaction, we actually take your card, approve it, and then our system debits your card, puts it on your bill, and then we move the money to Focus on the Family. And this is where the problem is, because these companies are not allowing that to happen. And when they do, these very righteous ministries aren't getting the money. So what we are is we're that intermediary that says your card is good or your card is declined, and we move the money to those ministries. Why this is important, and without getting too granular, is that if you are processing, if you're a merchant or you're a ministry business listening to this podcast, it's very important for you to know that who you select as your processor can change the world. And why I mean that is that if you have a business and you're processing with a bank that does pornography, and let's say you do $100,000 in credit card processing, you enable that bank to take $100,000 in pornography. Because Visa and MasterCard say, well, pornography, you know, that's First Amendment, that's their right. But we want to have offsetting good business against what could be high-risk business. So even if you're processing with a bank that is, you know, not necessarily a bad bank, but if they support these bad agendas, they can actually be enabled to take credit card processing for the bad guys. Okay, so it's very important you process with them. And if Cornerstone can serve you, we'd love to do that. God has blessed us. We started the company 20 years ago, and we focus on ministries and businesses that had a rights agenda. So, you know, we might have a hardware store, and we might have some of the largest ministries in the United States. The biggest thing that we talk to ministries about is we will insulate you from getting turned off. And that's not the case right now. There is a list through the Southern Poverty Law Center, which sounds like a great thing on the surface, Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, they've got a list that they put out of these groups they call hate groups. And many of them are hate groups. They're hate groups that have some agendas that are just not biblical and they're not of God. But they put righteous ministries on the same group if they call out abortion and they call these things out, which they want to hide. Just like the Bible says, you know, when the light is there to expose it, and they want to hide in the darkness. So, you know, if you look at these things, check your banks out. We'd love to serve you. And Cornerstone has been built on doing that.
And so tell people how they can find out more and how they can contact you. And the great thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up if you don't get it the first time around. So how do people contact Nick Logan and Cornerstone Payment Systems?
Okay. As the founder, I personally take these emails. Okay. And that's kind of unusual in today's business, but I want to know how we can bless you and how we can insulate you from getting turned off. And if you don't think it's going to happen, just Google it. Look, go out there and go online and say, ministry turned off. We let me tell you something real quick, Steve. I don't want to divert, but we had a insurance company in North Carolina that came to us, 50 years in business, and they were turned off by their bank because the bank said, we don't agree with your stand on being pro-life. Not that they were doing anything wrong. They just happened to provide insurance policies for pro-life pregnancy centers, and they turned them off. 50 years in business. Okay, so if you don't think it's coming, do your research, do your homework. To reach us, you can reach me at Nick. Well, probably the easiest one is N Logan, N like Nicholas, N Logan at cornerstone.cc, not .com, N Logan at cornerstone.cc. If you send me an email, I will personally respond to it and put our team on it. And we have a great team. People love the Lord. I walk in sometimes and I'm blessed. I'll hear people in my group praying with people during the workday, and that's great. So I love to hear it.
Well, that's good. And is there any just general advice that you have with people who might say, gee, I wonder if I'm doing business with some of these, you know, people who are persecuting Christians? I mean, so far, Visa and MasterCard and so forth have been pretty neutral when it comes to these cultural wars. Is that right?
Absolutely. Visa and MasterCard have been neutral on it because of one thing. They license the banks. And if you take out the West Coast and the East Coast, most of Middle America is pretty faithful. And a lot of these banks in the Midwest are banks that are licensed users of Visa MasterCard. So you can get a Visa MasterCard from Kaz Bank, which is a great Christian bank in Missouri, right? Well, they're not going to irritate those banks by doing anything. So they've been very neutral on it. But the reality is, if you're worried about your bank and worried about the fact that they can come down on your business for having a biblical worldview, just go to your bank's website in the search bar and put in the agendas that are shutting them down.
Oh, that's very disturbing. You know, the Bible has a scripture about that people would call bad good and good bad, and we're seeing it in our day. I mean, who would have thought that things would get so upside down? But part of what we can do in America is we can have public opinion that them doing this kind of stuff is not good. And if there is pushback, eventually people will pull back just for their own financial benefit. It doesn't necessarily mean that they change their opinions. And because of the freedoms we have in America, we realize that even bad people can, you know, have a right to their opinion. And we've got to stand up to it. We have got to stand up to it. And I appreciate what you're doing, you know, to provide an alternative. So as we wrap this up, I want to give you the last word.
So closing words, prioritization. If the listeners can prioritize who they're using for their vendor, we would love to serve them. It's Cornerstone Payment Systems. You can email me at nlogan@cornerstone.cc. Would love to serve you. We will cost less, are more secure, and we won't you won't get turned off by the bad guys.
Well said. I just appreciate so much what you're doing. I hope that people will help get the word out by sharing this podcast with others. We'll do an article, of course, on charismanews.com. I'll send it out as my newsletter. I want to do what I can to get the word out. And I just so appreciate everything that you're doing, Nick, and appreciate you taking time to be on the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.